Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Praise God. Praise God. God gave me that name, Fabulous, to keep me encouraged. So whenever I'm down or seemingly that way, I just think of it or somebody say, well, hello, Miss Fabulous. And that just perks and picks me up. So I praise God for it on today. You know, he changed others' names in the Bible. So thank God for an encouragement of my name, Mrs. Fabulous. And I want to thank God because he let me know who I am. And he told me that I am a customer service agent for him. What I do is service souls. So I'm an encourager of souls. That's what this broadcast is all about. It's about encouraging the souls of people that listen in to the broadcast, that you too might be encouraged. You know, we need one another to stay encouraged in the race. We're all in a race, and we're in this race to win it. Yes. We're in it to win it. Praise God. But we've got to go all the way to the end. Praise God. We've got to go. So we've got to stay encouraged as we go and move toward the end. For to live is Christ, but to die is gain. And that was Paul. He was in between two opinions. Oh, praise God. Whether to live on and continue to do the things that God had for him to do, or to go ahead and gain, to die's gain. So we're all working toward that goal, praise God, of hearing the Lord say, well done, my good and faithful servant. So we praise God today for the broadcast, and I pray God that something will be said that will encourage you, praise God, on today. And let me know if you are encouraged by the broadcast. Praise God. Today we are talking about it is the will of God. And God has written us, the believers. We've been written in the will. God wrote us in. He wrote us in his will. And that we are heirs, not only just heirs, but we are joint heirs with Jesus. So we've been wrote in the will. Praise God. We in his will. Thank you, Lord. When he wrote it up, praise God, it is written that we are believers in the will of God. And so we thank God. We thank God and we magnify him that we are in his will, not just his permissive will, but we have been written in the perfect will of our God. And we thank God for that on today. So let's just have a word of prayer, and then we will come back to the topic of it is the will of God. Most gracious Father, on today, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you for who you are, for you're great and you're worthy of every one of our praises. And we give them to you, Lord. There is nobody, nobody like you. And we thank you for it right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we come asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, everything that we've done, said, thought, acted that was displeasing to you, God. Forgive us now, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we thank you for your anointing on today as we share, praise God, the good news about you, God, about your will that you have wrote us in, God, in your word, the will of God. We've been written in, and we thank you for it on today, God. Father, we ask your blessings, and we ask that you would word our mouth as we will talk about your goodness and about your will today, God. Let others be encouraged, God. Those that are depressed with down hearts and heads, oh God, lift them up today. Lift up your people everywhere, God, and let them be encouraged in you on today. Those that are sick, God, sick in mind, sick in body, sick in spirit, oh God. But we know that you are lifter up of all people, oh God. Do it for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask that you would visit the hospital, visit the nursing homes, God. Visit the homes of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Look on the people that are out on the streets, oh God, that have no place to call their home, God. Would you bless them? Would you open up a door? Make a way, God, for you are a way maker. Make a way for everyone that needs a way on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Do it for your glory, that you might be praised, that they have talent everywhere they go, that you did it, that you opened that door, that you made that way, God. In the name of Jesus, you encourage their hearts on today, God. And we thank you for it right now, God. For we don't know who it is that's listening in, that need to hear that they've been written in the will. Oh, praise God. That need this encouragement on today. And we thank you for it, God. For only you know how, God, to do it. We ask that you would look on the bereaved families everywhere and touch and encourage their hearts. For you are the only one that know how to heal a heart. And we thank you for it right now. Now bless all day long, God. Thank you for the rain. Let some raindrops fall in our lives, oh God. We thank you for it now, God. Go into every city, God. Look on every leader today, God, and touch and bless them, God. Bless my pastor, God. Touch his body in the name of Jesus and heal today. For that's the business that you are in, God. You're in the healing business. You're in the delivering business, oh God. And you're in the business of setting your people free in the name of Jesus. For we need you, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. That has been left on record, praise God, that you are the one, thank you, that we go to now, God, in the name of Jesus, that we look to you, God, thank you, and you send and do those things that we need done in our lives, and we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name we pray, thank you, God, and amen, and amen. Thank God. Thank God for prayer. He was looking out after us. Thank you, God. We have been on his mind. Said, God is so mindful of us. What is it about us? But praise God, we're made in his image. And so he died for us, and now he lives in us. So he's always looking out for us. Praise God. When he went on back to daddy, to heaven, to his life, he said, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send the comforter that he might be with you and comfort you. He said, but I'm going away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also. So through the Holy Spirit, we are yet joined with Daddy and with Big Brother. And we thank God for that. Thank him. So thank him for prayer that he thought enough of us. Praise God that he died for us while we were yet sinners. And he's yet making a way. He's yet on his job making a way for us. And we praise God. So we praise God for prayer on today. Amen. To have the conversation with the Lord, that we can call him up no matter the time. Praise God. And God will tune in. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And hear us and answer our prayer. So it is the will of God. It is the will of God. We have been written in that will. So I want to praise God today for all that he's done, is doing, and going to do. Thank God for blessing me to write the different books that he's given me, and I'm working on one right now, and ask your prayers for that. And I just thank God that I'm getting ready to graduate from my class, my chaplaincy class, spiritual care, and I praise God for that. So March the 20th, the end of March, I'll be finished with that, and then I'll go before the board and become certified as a spiritual care counselor /chaplain. So I am just praising God for what he's doing in my life, and I'm encouraged to hear what God is doing in your life. So if you want to drop me a line and just share that with me, I will gladly read it. And if you would like to be a guest on my show, you can go to my email address, which is mgreen60818@yahoo.in, and we will set that up. Praise God, and we'll praise God together. Yes, we will. So today, it is the will of God. And today is Recover All Wednesday. Recover all. That's what the Lord told David when David inquired of the Lord, what should I do? They've came and they've stolen my children, my wife. They've just, everybody, just destroyed the city. What should I do? And the Lord told David to pursue and recover all. Praise God. I want to encourage you on today, as you listen in, to be encouraged in the word of God. And God will give us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding how to recover all. And what did he tell us? He said if we would acknowledge him in all of our ways and our doings, that he would direct our path. Thank God for his direction. It is the will of God. And Jeremiah 29:11, who says it best? That for I know the plan. Who knows better than God? Nobody. Nobody. I don't care how close we get to others, and they get to know us, but nobody knows us like God know us. For I know, he said, the plans. God has plans for us. He bore us. He made us. And every one of us, when we were in our mother's womb, God, even before then, he already had plans for us. For he knows the number of hairs that's on our heads. So God already had a plan for our lives. We don't know what the plan is ourselves, and we don't even know what direction a lot of times we're going in. But God knows the plan that he has for us. So why not get with him? Why not get with the Lord and find out what that plan is? Because he declares that he knows the plan that he has for us. So get with the Lord. Get with the Lord and find out what that plan is. Because he said that plan is to prosper us and not to harm us. Plans to give us hope and a future. So if that's the plan that God has for us, we think that we know best for our own lives, right? But God knows best. He knows how to avoid those pit holes, those in the streets, those potholes. God knows how to avoid them. He knows how to go around them. And we don't know till we get to them. But God knows how to guide us around those different situations because he knows the plan that he has for us. And if we follow his plan, said follow the yellow brick road. That's what the angel told Dorothy. Follow the yellow brick road. She was trying to get home. Aren't we trying to get home? So why not follow the plan that God has for us? But you've got to get to know him. You've got to pray. You've got to get in his will so that you can follow the plan. Now, you know the enemy don't want you to follow the plan of God. His whole job, he's on his job, y'all. The enemy is on his job, and it's definitely not to do the will of God because he don't stand a chance, but we do. And he's jealous of that. He don't like us for that. So any kind of way he can try to destroy us or keep us from doing the will or being doing the plan that God has for us, he don't care how he do it. He let us meet people that are not good for us. Drugs and alcohol, things that are not good for us to think on those things rather than getting on our knees and praying and talking to the Lord. Because that's all prayer is, a conversation with God, with God. So we want to follow the plan. We want to be in the will of God. It is the will of God. 1 Timothy 2, 3 and 4 says, this is good and pleases God, our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. What is truth? Except the Word of God. God's Word is truth, and he wants us to come to it. He said it's his will. It's in his will that no man be lost. But then I read again that hell has enlarged itself because nobody wants to pray. Nobody wants to follow the plan of God. Everybody wants to do what they want to do rather than following the plan that God already He made us. And everything, when it goes bad, goes wrong, or needs repair, or whatever, goes back to the Maker. Goes back to the Maker. Our Maker is God. And He knows the plan that He has for us. So, maybe you have fell off the plan. Maybe you've gotten away from it, but you still have the life in you. So you still have a chance to get back in there and find out what is the plan that God has for you. 1 Thessalonians 4:3 said, "It is good. It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality." So it's in the will. It's in God's will. He wrote it in His Word that we should be sanctified unto Him, clean, live a clean life that God would be pleased with. Praise God, and not just using our bodies any kind of way. Praise God. Hebrews 13:20-21, it says, "Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing His will, and may He work in us what is pleasing to Him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory ever and ever. Amen." And then read Ephesians 5:15-20. And our prayer today is 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name we pray today. And amen, amen. It is the will of God that we be healed, delivered, set free, that we walk in the plans that He has for us. Seek Him and find out what is the plan that God has for you, so that you too, we're winners. We are winners. So until the next time, right here on Block Talk Radio, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying, have a fabulous, fabulous Wednesday. Bye-bye now.